Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Unsolved Mysteries by Paige and Makara.
Today we'll be reviewing the theories about what happened to Elisa Lam at the Cecil Hotel.
Today's episode is sponsored by Detective, the all-new number one mystery detective game available now on the App Store and Google Play Store.
The article we used for the theories was written by Women's Health Magazine, so all credits go to them.
Now let's review the different theories. Number one, she died by suicide. Number two, she died by murder. Number three, she was abusing substances. Number four, it was a copycat murder. And number five, she was involved in a tuberculosis test.
Remember that she died in the year 2013 and they still haven't solved the case. We're just giving our input on the situation.
To explain the situation, if you do not already know, Elisa Lam was a Canadian tourist who was visiting Los Angeles by herself in late January 2013 and stayed in a very sketchy part of town in the Cecil Hotel.
She mysteriously disappeared sometime within her 3-day reservation at the Cecil Hotel. Guests at the hotel complained that the water was tasting very odd, so they searched the water tanks and found Elisa Lam's dead, naked body in the water tank.
Now let's get into more detail, the suicide theory.
It's very possible that it was a suicide. She struggled with anxiety and depression, and it seemed as if she struggled with suicidal thoughts as well.
However, there's quite a bit of evidence that it wasn't suicide. For example, how'd she even get in the tank? You need a key to get on the roof, and how'd she get a key? Why was she naked in the water tank? So I don't think it was suicide. In the video where she was last seen in the elevator of the Cecil Hotel, she seemed very paranoid like someone was possibly looking for her or following her.
Which leads us to our next theory. She was murdered. Personally, I think that she was murdered. It seems the most logical, and most of the evidence makes it seem like it was a murder. For example, the water tank that she was found in was on the roof, and the only way to get onto the roof is by key. So she was possibly murdered by someone who worked at the hotel, or someone who has connections with someone at the hotel. And going back to the elevator video, she kept trying to close the door, but it kept on opening back up, as if someone was trying to get to her. But it also could have been mechanical issues.
During the autopsy, there was no one else's DNA found on her body, but it could have washed off in the water. But if someone did murder her, they must have hidden the evidence very well, because they still haven't figured out the case to this day.
So let's talk about our next theory. She was abusing substances.
Many people have pointed out that her behavior in the elevator made it seem as if she was on some sort of hallucinatory substance. She acted as if she was being followed, but you couldn't see anyone in the surveillance footage. So maybe she thought she was being followed, therefore running onto the roof and hiding in the water tank and stayed in the water too long and then she drowned.
But during the autopsy, they didn't find any alcohol or drugs in her system, which makes it less likely that she was abusing substances.
Maybe it was a copycat murder. In the 2005 film Dark Water, people at the apartment complex where the main character lives complains that the drinking water is dark and tastes off. That leads to the discovery of a girl's body in a water tank on the roof.
When you think about it, Elisa's situation is very similar to the one of this film. And on top of it, the film came out in 2005, whereas the Elisa Lam case happened 8 years later in 2013. There also is no evidence against this theory, which makes it very possible that it was a murder or a copycat murder.
We still have one, but very mysterious theory. She was part of a tuberculosis test.
Yes, this test was called lipoarabinomannan enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay. Don't know if I'm saying that right, but to shorten it, they call it Lam Elisa, spelled exactly like her name, which is a very strange coincidence. There also was a tuberculosis outbreak at the same time as her murder on Skid Row, only a few blocks away from the Cecil Hotel.
Some have also said Lam was used as a biological weapon to help take out the homeless population and that she was later killed after someone discovered that she had learned too much. But after her autopsy didn't show any signs of tuberculosis, so this theory seems extremely unlikely.
So, after reviewing these theories, what do you think? How do you think she died? I think that she was murdered, in my opinion. It seems the most likely.
I also think that it was a murder. There's a ton of evidence to it being a murder, whereas the other theories, there's more evidence against the theory.
So that concludes the first episode of Unsolved Mysteries by Paige and Makara.
Make sure to tune in next week for the second episode where we will be talking about the Zodiac Killer.
Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms with the username Unsolved Mysteries Podcast, where we'll be giving you updates on all our future episodes.